You're listening to SBS News.
After 150 hours of roundtable discussions between business and union groups, the Industrial Relations Omnibus Bill has been introduced to Parliament. The situation of casual workers, part-time workers, and the future of enterprise agreements will all be impacted by what the federal government describes as the biggest changes to workplace laws in 11 years. Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter says businesses will need government assistance to survive the pandemic and be in a position to offer jobs.
Everything in this bill is designed to grow jobs and grow the number of hours that people work. If they want to work more hours, they have more hours available. Everything in this bill is designed at job growth. Now, the alternative would be to leave the economy on autopilot and just hope for the best and leave all of these problems in the IR system.
Ahead of the legislation's release, the federal government has been using each day this week to outline an element of the reform package. The last element unveiled involves temporarily lowering the requirements for COVID-hit businesses to comply with the minimum award wage requirements when negotiating enterprise agreements with workers. Under the proposal, the Fair Work Commission would be given the discretion to approve an agreement that leaves some workers worse off compared to the relevant industry award if the business has been affected by COVID-19 and if it's in the public interest to do so. The so-called exceptional circumstances provision would last for 2 years. Mr. Porter says the change is modest and necessary.
All we are doing is making it simpler to have that outcome where people get paid more, which we believe will lead to more enterprise agreements, more jobs of better quality, more productive businesses, more businesses surviving through COVID, and more workers moving off the award system and onto enterprise agreements where history has told us they are paid on average 40% more.
Labor says the federal government will face a fight in Parliament to pass the changes. During question time, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's prepared to defend the reforms because they are practical.
But our championing of an economy that is driven by those who create jobs, Mr. Speaker, we know is the way to get Australians into jobs. Mr. Speaker, these changes are modest, I admit. These changes, Mr. Speaker, are pragmatic. These changes are practical. Those opposite would like to return to conflict politics, Mr. Speaker. What we seek to do is see workers and their employers work together under construction.
Labor spokesperson for Industrial Relations, Tony Burke, says the drafting of the legislation is ambiguous, leaving loopholes open to allow companies that might even have profited during the pandemic to apply for the exemption.
The bill doesn't even say the impact of COVID-19 has to be negative on the business. It doesn't refer to turnover or anything like that. It just says there has to be an impact on the business. So I'd suggest that have a look at the difference between what the government says and what they announce and what they've delivered here.
Mr. Porter says that's not the intention of the bill.
They have to satisfy the Fair Work Commission. So it would seem to me almost certain that things like turnover and the disruption to their business that have been occasioned by COVID-19 would have to be put in a satisfactory fashion with appropriate evidence before the Fair Work Commission. Otherwise, you'd be destined to fail and the application would be pointless.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions says the provision was never raised in the 150 hours of consultation. Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus, says there are concerns the exemption could last beyond the two-year period, as many enterprise agreements run for 4 years. She also believes one in four workers could face wage cuts under the proposal.
What these laws do is weaken the tests that the Fair Work Commission applies to make sure workers agreed to an agreement and to make sure that an agreement doesn't undercut workers' pay and conditions, doesn't go below the minimums. So it does that in around six ways. It weakens those tests, and so that means there is more chance employers will be able to get through dodgy agreements that cause wages to go down, not up. Bargaining is meant to be about increasing wages, about us going forward as a country, not going backwards.
Mr. Porter says the provision addresses the longer-term issue of fewer Australian workers being covered by an enterprise bargaining agreement.
And yet, from a peak of 2.6 million, there are now only 2.1 million people covered by enterprise agreements. And why have businesses turned their back on enterprise agreement making? Because it's been too hard to make enterprise agreements and too easy to have them overturned. So if you want more businesses doing better with more jobs that pay more, you have to find ways for them within a reasonable ambit to more simply negotiate and settle enterprise agreements. If you don't do that, the system will die, you'll have fewer jobs and people will get paid less.
The ACTU's Sally McManus says the root issue has been a lack of job security and record low wage growth.
One of the things we should have learnt out of this pandemic is in order to make our country better, we need to give workers more job security. And instead of doing that, there was an opportunity to do that, we're actually going to make that worse. You know, the other thing before the pandemic is we had record low wage growth. This was a underlying structural problem in our wages system. And instead of addressing that, there's nothing there that addresses that. Instead, it allows trapdoors for employers and for workers, I should say, to go below.
Adelaide is a Year 12 graduate who is working in the hospitality sector in Canberra. She says she's worried about job security.
I have friends and family, they ask me, what do you want to do in the future? Where do you want to be in 5 years? And it's really hard to tell them that when you don't even know what your roster is going to look like next week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay rent next week. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to budget for food. This bill scares me. It scares me for my future. I think it should also scare other casual hospitality workers because we don't know what this means for us.
The other previously announced elements of the reform package include giving employers in 12 awards in the retail and hospitality sector the ability to offer part-time workers extra hours without paying overtime rates. The bill would also criminalise deliberate and systematic underpayment of wages and for the first time apply a definition for casual work. Mr. Porter says the legislation will be referred to a Senate committee in coming months to allow for further consultation. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.